KB4 CBA Mobile.
KB4 CBA, W4 DJW.
Hey, can I give you a call back in just a minute? I'm going to jump out here and run into CVS.
No problem. W4 DJW. Stand by.
For CBA.
For DJW, KB4 VWA.
Hey, Steve. W4 DJW.
What's going on, big guy?
I just wondered what would happen if I said over the radio, for example, Alexa, play Bad Moon Horizon. I just wondered if that would start up a whole bunch of Alexas out there and start them to play Bad Moon Horizon in people's houses. What do you think?
Hey, Chad. Hang on just a second. Hey, Dave, it would not work. Hey, you want to know why?
Yeah, why?
It's the same thing as on your cell phone. When your cell phone hears your voice, it actually detects the sound waves of your voice and reads through the voice recognition system. And it will not read a digital imprint. The sound that it hears coming out of the radio is a digital imprint, like from the radio. So it would filter out.
Okay. Chad, did you have something to say about that?
KK4NUE, just ask Larry, KK4JBQ, because I do it to him all the time.
Does it make it do that? Does it follow the command?
Sometimes she does, sometimes she don't, but I mess with him all the time. He gets so mad at me, he don't know what to do.
He's
got to
have an analog radio. How about that?
So my Alexa is called Computer. So if you say that, the speaker is right next to her. So, Chad, say Computer and then say play that song and see if it's listening to me now. Alexa, Computer, stop. Computer, stop. Stop. Okay, I got it all confused now.
NUE, Computer, play Bad Moon Rising.
I couldn't get it unkeyed quick enough. My mouse moved. My hand. It worked. So I wonder how many people were playing Bad Moon Rising when I said that to Steve. I wonder if that puts it, like if there was 1,000 people that were listening with Alexas and they all started at the same time, what would that do to Amazon?
Or NUE, ask her if she knows how to whisper. It's just eerie what she says.
If she knows how to whisper what she just said?
Whisper, do you know how to whisper? And it sounds like a murderer in the house or something.
I think I've heard her whisper before when I told her to be quiet. I think I've heard that in the past, but it's been a long time.
Okay, 73 Steve, 73 Dave. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Well, hang on before you go, Chad. Are you on an Apple phone? And Dave, I know you're on an Apple phone.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I have an Apple phone.
Because, you know, we don't have Alexa on a Samsung. That's Android. And I know it won't work through an Android. How about that?
Nothing works on an Android.
Well, Alexa isn't a Apple app. It's a Echo app. And Echo is Amazon, not Apple. Did you get that, Steve, or did we double?
Second. I got a call.
You have one for today, but I got to get back at it. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Have a good one, Chad. Good to hear you. W4DJW, standing by.
Hey, guys. I'm just wondering, you know, I can tell my phone to do certain things, and it will do them. But I've never had anything trigger it from, and I'm on my Bluetooth right now, Dave. I'm going to turn my volume up, and I want you to come over and say, dial C, okay?
Okay, but did you hear me that Amazon products and Apple products are separate? Alexa's Amazon, Siri is Apple.
Well, the only devices I've got anything Alexa on is my TV stuff. You know, where you access the Amazon Prime TV or streaming. So I don't have a lot of experience there, but I'd like to see if it'll trigger off my cell phone.
So that's Google Assistants. That's yet another, that's a third provider. So Google has an assistant, and you can say, hey, Google, turn it to channel 12, and Google will do that kind of stuff.
It did not trigger my Alexa KE2TXJ. Unless you want to try it, I can turn the volume up.
Okay.
Well, Chad had the voice for it because Chad's got mine to do it. So I don't know if my voice will do it or not. But Alexa, play Bad Moon Rising by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
It did trigger my Alexa when I turned the volume up. She was confused as to what song to play, but she did perk up and light up when you said Alexa, KE2TXJ.
I guess I didn't say it loud enough the first time, but the one in the bedroom is now playing Bad Moon Rising at my house.
Talk of the assistants, I was going to throw in that for those on Apple phones, Siri does not know the difference between Siri and Sherry. I have a coworker, we were in the next cubicle from each other, and I'd need to ask her something and say, hey, Sherry. And Siri would pop up every time. I ended up having to turn it off. Over.
And Cortana.
Yet another one for Microsoft.
Experience with, I think it's pretty much part of Windows 10. I've only recently updated to Windows 10 because I figured, well, after evaluating it past the evaluation period, it doesn't suck any worse than Windows 7. So I guess I'm still behind the times.
I forgot about Cortana. There's a bunch of those things. Didn't realize it. W4DJW.
Just stick Siri to, let's see, Siri is iOS's thing. Apple tried to stick that into Mac OS, starting with Sierra or High Sierra or one of those, and, I don't know, with probably mixed results. I don't really use that Mac OS's version of Siri. Now, you know, a separate, but sort of a separate product, which, you know, which I do use is, I don't know if dictation is logically separate or part of Siri or part of Mac OS, but for something like an iPhone, obviously you have no functional keyboard. You need dictation. And it's useful to me somewhat on the Mac as well, because, you know, my hand doesn't really work anymore.
Well, usually the first thing I do when I get a new PC is turn Cortana off, because it's a pain. I know what I want to do. I don't need its help.
New PC, I strip out any version of Windows that's there and reinstall it from the, because you buy a new PC from HP, Dell, or whatever, you have 200 pounds of what I want to call bloatware. So probably the very first thing I do is reinstall Windows, you know, some stripped down like OEM or retail version of Windows without the 200 pounds of crap.
Yeah, that's the same thing I do. Just clean it all off and get rid of the bad stuff and then put the stuff on it that you had on the old one so that you can continue along at a higher speed.
Is the Siri, that's the Apple app, isn't it?
I think starting with Sierra, Apple tried to sneak it into Mac OS with kind of mixed results.
Yeah, iOS is Apple. So yes, Siri is iOS, which is Apple.
Okay, that's the one I was trying to think of with Apple. But you know what I do? I turn them all off because I don't want any mistaken triggers.
Yeah, that's what got me thinking about if you did that over the air and you use that name. and you had 1,000 of them listen to you, would you turn 1,000 of them on all at the same time? And would that hit, like if everybody was tuned to Channel 4, and somebody on Channel 4 said that, they were talking about it, and would that put a huge load? You would think that, because it used to be when I was working at Bank of America, we would just get pounded by something, and we never really figured out what it was, and I bet it was stuff like that, that people were never expecting would happen, but that happened, and it happens across a million people, then you could shut down the bank if you did that.
K4VWA. Well, the reason I didn't think that it would work is because if I'm on Google and I do a search on Google while I'm riding down the road and I'm listening to talk radio, or if I'm trying to do a text message through voice, through my vehicle or otherwise, it will not pick up the radio. It will not pick up any digital outputs of any kind. It'll only listen to my voice.
Yeah, I guess that's a function of, you know, how good they are. I know that Siri and Alexa, they put a lot of time into them, and they are really, really good. So they can detect things that the others can't even come close to. And that's because of the millions and millions of dollars they poured into them. I just see where they delivered my new SDR radio, so I got to go out the mailbox and get it. I'll be back in a little bit. W4DJW.
Roger, K4VWA. I'm clear. RNUE, K4VWA. RNUE, K4VWA. VA Mobile.
DJW, KB4CBA.
KB4CBA, W4DJW. Hey, how are you?
About the music, I hit the pause button and it didn't pause. So I had to hit it again. And there's a 440 frequency there coming up on my dual bander. Anyway, I've been to CVS and to Walmart and with no luck, so I'm looking for sliders for I bought them at Walmart before, but and I've seen them at CVS, but they were out of them, and so was Walmart, so I'm going to Walgreens.
Well, the music didn't come through over the air. That's the good news. And your sliders for what? Like, something happened that got really scratchy, and then you came back clear as a bell again. Sliders for what?
For Walker. Yeah, I was right up against the Walmart building, so I was probably getting blocked out there by the building. Because in the back of the Walker, they look like little skis, and they curl up at the front, and that keeps keeps them from catching on a rug or something like that, that you might go over with the Walker, and keeps from getting you tripped up.
Oh, I see. Little skis. That'd be cool. That's like airplane skis, huh?
Kind of like that. Once you land on the ice. Just on a smaller scale, on a $5 scale. Oh, man. And, of course, they've probably gone up. I mean, the last time I bought them, they were $5-something, but that was several years ago. My dad passed away 3 years ago, so who knows what they are now. I heard y'all talking about Alexa and all the different, you and Steve and David, and they're talking about all the different, whatever you call those things. I don't even know what they're called. I just know I have Siri on my Apple phone.
W4DJW. Well, I didn't use those much when they first came out. And on Windows, I turned it off. But on my phone now, I'm starting to use it. Like in the morning, I'll tell it to set a 15-minute coffee timer. So I go start the coffee, and then 15 minutes later, my watch starts buzzing me saying, coffee's ready. Because sometimes I have made pots of coffee before and never went down there and got a single cup. Forgot that I started it. Or, you know, it reminds me when it's time to take my medicine, that kind of stuff, too. And I've never had to take medicine before in my life, but now I do. Two things in the morning and one thing in the evening. So it's good for stuff like that. And they're called assistants. An assistant. There's Google's got one. Apple's got one. Amazon's got one. Windows has one. That's four right there. There's probably more.
We have an Alexa at the house, and it would respond. Sometimes it would respond to things that were being said on the television. And so one night, I don't know, it did something really freaky, and we just decided we didn't need it. So I just unplugged it, and I said, well, the heck with that.
Well, we got them because we started off with them with my parents, but then my wife's parents, they're down in Florida, and we're here, so she got one of those that has the picture screen on it for them and for us. And then you can just tell her to call grandma or grandpa, right? And they'll dial them up, and they can just say answer, and you can look at each other and talk to each other at the same time. So we use that quite a bit. That's really handy because they've got the little ones that are a hockey puck, and then the tall ones that are like the size of a milkshake, and then they got the ones with monitors on them. And eventually that's what we got, is to the monitors. And those are very handy, especially if your loved ones are a long way away.
It's really neat. It's kind of like doing FaceTime or Zoom or something like that. And but it's a little easier to use, I imagine. You just say, call, you know, grandma or whatever. All right, well, I'm going to jump in Walgreens here and see if this will be my third strike. If they don't have them, I'm done. After that, I'm going to go back to the house, but I'm going to jump out here again. KB4CBA.
All right, well, good luck. I hope you find them. KB4CBA, W4DJW. Clear and standing by.
Keyboot computer. That's why I don't use Hey Siri.
Yeah, mine didn't. My watch or my phone didn't respond to that.
Set them up so that there's some listening key you gotta hold down, like the iPhone button, or on the Mac, the squiggly key button, or whatever it is, because it's what you were saying earlier, does it respond to random, does it respond to some ad on the television or the radio or something, so if you set it up with the whatever keystroke has to be held down. Anyway, I gotta go. I gotta get to my safe deposit box. FedEx came. Coins are here. Coins gotta go away.
Yeah, that's why I changed mine to computer instead of Alexa, because I didn't like Alexa. And people at work were all the time talking about Alexa, and that would all the time trigger it off. But they're all the time talking about computers, too, so that didn't help. Anyway, take care. Good to hear you. KD2BNG, W4DJW, clear and stand by.
AJ4RA, Dave, good afternoon.
AJ4RA, is that Bill?
It is.
How you doing, Bill? I was talking about you the other day when I was on the mountain.
Okay, very good. Probably that might have been the night that my ears were burning, I suspect. I was just doing a little bit of work on this SUV here. I had put a short combination 442-meter antenna on the roof, and I finally got one that was spring-loaded, but it still will not work right with my garage door, so too high. So I relocated it to the front fender, so this is the first time I use it. How's the signal, Dave? Over.
Sounds like you're sitting here in the room with me. It's really good, rock solid. Mine gets about a centimeter too long, and it catches and bends a little bit and then flops. And you can hear it go, doing, 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 doing. That just lets me know it's still there.
Yeah, if mine was that way, I would have left it on the roof, because obviously I prefer it up there, centered on the big roof. It's got a nice ground plane surface. But it was, it's probably 8 inches too long, and it bends over and bangs really loud. Every once in a while, it'll lift the magnet. So I said, no, that's got to go. AG4RA.
Yeah, that's a little bit too much. But anyway, I won't hold you. It sounds good. Good job.
Very good, Dave. Thanks for coming back to me, and I look forward to catching up with you when I got a few minutes to chat for a little bit, and put this thing away from the front of the hangar and into the garage and get on to some other things I got to get done here for company this evening. You take care. 73 AJ4RA, clearing your file.
Have a good one. Enjoy the evening. W4DJW, clear and listening.
WK4BWA.
Hey, I got the tiniest radio I ever purchased in my whole life. It's the size of your thumbnail, and it's a full-blown software-defined radio. Well, receiver. It's not a transmitter.
That's just what I was going to ask you about, big guy. That's good news. So, hopefully that'll work out for you. Now, how long did you stay up there today?
I stayed till a little afternoon. I flew out well over half of the battery. I had a dozen batteries charged, and I flew out about seven of them total today, seven or eight. I only had to discharge four of them, and they're still discharging. Now, that's the fan you hear in the background. Putting them, not really discharging, but just bringing them back down to storage level.
I don't know how you stood the heat, bud. I made it to the 11 mark, and I was just melting from the humidity. Just couldn't go any further.
Well, I gave it up when I was flying the Dolphin and making a pass across the ground at about 100 miles an hour, and a drop of sweat fell in my eyeball. that'll send the adrenaline through your system.
I hope the only ill effects from it was a burning eyeball.
Well, it dipped a little bit, but it didn't touch the earth. So, and then I climbed up really high and flipped it over on its back and pulled the throttle back and settled it down up there about 100 feet or 200 feet while I was trying to recover my eyeball.
Burns like fire, don't it?
Yeah, I said the last time we flew and it was like that I was going to get a hat or a headband or something like that. So I need to do two things. I need to get a haircut and I need to get a hat with a headband to absorb the sweat. Those guys that do this all the time know how to do it, but... we're learning.
I can help with the hat or the headband, but I can certainly help with the haircut. Give you a haircut just like mine.
I'm trying to talk Amy into doing that instead of having to go up there to Great Clips all the time and do it. I told her I tip good. I usually give $5 tip with a haircut.
You talking about her getting a haircut like mine, or you getting a haircut like mine?
Her cutting my hair. I'm trying to get her to cut my hair. She won't do it.
Okay. Well, just think of all the money. How often a year do you get a haircut? What is it, like four times a year?
That's it. Four times a year, about $12 plus the $5 tip, $17. So you might as well say $20. So about $80 a year. But it's not to save money. It's to save time going up there and sitting and waiting. Because even if I've got the little app that tells you when to arrive, but it's not always that accurate. It's just a convenience thing. It'd just be really easy. Just go down there, you know, sit in the kitchen, chop, 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 and you're done. And then no hassle with timing and all that stuff.
Yep. Well, there's only one way to get around that. Just grab her by her sweet little hand, go in there and sit down in a kitchen chair, put an apron around your neck and say, here, go do it.
I told her one time, I said, if you don't do it, then I'm going to do it. And when I do it, it's just going to be about six passes on each side, and I'll be done.
Sue's sitting here with me, and she says, that's exactly what I do. And but I use a 1/8-inch guard on the electric clippers. But I'm just sitting here picturing you with a 1/8-inch length of hair all over your head.
Well, the reason I only go four times a year is when I go up there, I tell them, no hair longer than an inch anywhere on my head, and they'll cut it, and there'll be, you know, 3-4 inches long here and there, and I tell them, that's longer than an inch, and then they go back at it again. Sometimes I have to do that 3 times. They don't want to cut it that short because they know I won't be back, you know, till next quarter.
That's just a good business practice on their part, sir.
Yeah. Well, I've got to get over here and get. I got the new GPSs came in yesterday, and a new SDR came in now. So I've got a. I got work to do. I just finished putting her together some shelves with glass shelves. So she's taken care of now. She's loading that thing up. Now I got time to work with my new GPS and my new receiver.
Always a good piece of advice. Keep the honeydew first. Listen, I'll be back in touch with you sometime over the weekend, see what's going on with that SDR radio, see if it's doing any better than the other setup. So, 73, have a good weekend, KN4BWA. I am clear.
All right, be careful out there. KN4BWA, W4DJW, clear and listening.
Come back, W4DJW, KB4CBA.
Well, was the third time a charm? So can we go up there this winter when we're going to fly our airplanes off of the snow and get us some skis?
They have some that might even work. These are the smaller ones, but they're made out of hard plastic, and they'll be, you know, they'll slide better on different surfaces, whereas the other ones were made out of rubber, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me, and it just, you know, it seems like they would grab hold at just about everything, you know, and just make it harder to, you know, to use the walker, and I don't really see the purpose of using rubber. It just doesn't make any sense. But anyway, that's my 2 cents worth.
Well, I'm glad you found them. But I am going back to work over here on my prototyping with the new SDR receiver. It's about the size of your thumbnail. And then about as thick as your thumb. And a new GPS that I don't know. It's got a pulse per second pin that ties to a GPIO pin. I got to go see how these things work out. So I'm going to be here. I'm going to be listening. But I think Steve is traveling if you want to. Give him a shout. KB4CBA, W4DJW.
Hey, this is Steve, but I'm pulling in the driveway, so I imagine once I get these things installed, I imagine my mother-in-law will want to get back to her penthouse, that we call it. So she's living with my wife's older sister and her husband, but she has her own little upstairs place up there. So it's nice. But anyway, good to talk to you, Dave, and good luck with your projects there. 73's KB4CBA.
All right, have a good one. And hope your mother-in-law enjoys that the penthouse suite. KB4CBA, W4DJW, clear and listening.